now joined by two new guests here. Kate.
Well, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Kate O'Sullivan and Sarah Jane.
Sarah Kate.
Sarah Kate, I got that kind of right. And you want to talk about what's happening next weekend?
St. Patrick's. Yeah, how's things? Yeah. Our St. Patrick's Day Parade. It's our 35th one.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. So.
Your mum, of course, and your aunties and all were heavily involved in there.
Yeah, sure. Bernie, Joan, and Bernie's still in it, and Joan's still in it.
Yeah.
There's been a good few. There's a lot of helpers in the background also.
Great credit due to you. Sarah Kate, you're relatively new to that, are you?
In the last 3 years or so. I think the first one that I was helping plan then, unfortunately, wasn't able to go ahead.
COVID.
Yes, and then, I was there for the last two. So now I somewhat know what I'm doing at this stage.
So will you tell us briefly what's happening on Patrick's Day?
So the parade starts in Tungrainey, outside what used to be has trading posts there now.
Yeah.
At 3 o'clock, going to Scariff. So we're working out, there's 23 prizes this year to be given out. Yeah. So we've brought in a new one, it's Best Irish Team. Do you know, so as you know, throughout all the parades,
yes,
there's a lot of creative floats and walking groups that have been done. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot happening. We have face painters organised over in the trading post. There is balloons. There's a lady, she's going to be doing animal balloons throughout the day up and down along the town. We have children's entertainment then later on organised in Ryan's at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then obviously the parade itself, we have the Tullapipe Band. Wouldn't be the same without them.
No, indeed.
We have the guards, the fire brigade and all that as well leading it. And Brendan Walsh is our Grand Marshal again this year.
Yes.
So, and we have kids from schools.
And is there a charge for having a float on it?
No charge.
Yeah.
So, and it's the more the merrier. So.
And can you do anything about the weather? Could you?
We were just saying, even if it's dry, so cold.
Yes.
Today is perfect in many ways. It's dry and cold, you know.
Yes.
If it got a slightly warmer as well, we wouldn't hate that.
I know.
You can get the child to brag out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So it's literally if people want to interfloat, walk in group, anything, even just walk with the parade, just be over in Tungrainey. We've even people joining from the river down by where Finn's used to be.
Yes, some people aren't able for the long walks with various different things so a lot of people will join at the end of the hill as well and just walk up the hill with us as well.
I was talking to Dara Leamy last night at our table quiz and he's in the Tullapipe Band, you know.
Yes.
And he said they thread the hill and scarf, you know. Really, that it's the rise up, you know.
Yeah, and no one,
especially with a big drum in front of
you. Last year we had the Ford T. It was
Michael Collins. That's right.
Have
you anything special this year, or are you keeping it as a surprise?
No, we don't this year now. It was kind of...
That was many years in the making to get that. That was some achievement by all the ones that have been running it for many years, but we do have more... There's some more businesses putting in floats this year. And, if you have a trailer and you're able to get something going on it, like it doesn't take too much to get a little bit creative and stuff so we will have a few more floats in this year, which is great to see as well. More people getting involved, so
because we actually had a meeting on Wednesday evening. We met a fella and he was like, I want to be involved, and he was like, all I have is musical instruments. We're like, bring it on. So they've got onto one of the local pubs and they're doing a float for them.
I see, advertising their tradition music, and it's fantastic.
And a great way also for businesses to advertise as well, going through the amount of people that you go through, that you can be advertising your business on it as well, which is brilliant.
It is Scariff Bay Community Radio has often broadcast live all the way from Tungrainey to Scariff, and we had the big vehicle that David Corbett just to tow for us, you know.
But that's
not available to us anymore, but Jim Collins is planning that we'll have a presence there.
He's always fantastic, even with Shannon's school. Jim is very creative and all those ones, it's fantastic. And it is a case of the merrier, it's a fantastic day, it is good fun.
And of course there's a series of parades around, isn't there, and you don't clash with one another.
No, we don't, they all seem to be timed to go off at different times.
Some people will come from the Killaloe one down to us, and Then some people might go from the Scariff one to Tullagh, because the Tullagh to Pipe Band obviously has to make it back in time for the Tullagh Parade. So
and Feekla's earlier, is it about 12 o'clock?
Yes, so before they're usually after Mass.
Oh, that's great.
It is. It's fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. So, look, thanks for coming in. Sorry we couldn't give you a bit more time than that. And as I said, just turn up either in person to watch or to take part.
Just turn up. And starting at 3:30
in Trungaine.
Starting at 3.
But you'd want to be lining up
Before that, the last minute.
Two and everyone's fine behind each other.
Yeah, and hopefully the weather will behave itself.
Fingers crossed.
So thanks indeed, Kate and Sarah Kate, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, I got that right for coming in to talk to us about that.